A doctor who treats shaken babies says she saw way too many patients in 2006. Lynn Sheets directs the Child Protection Center at Children's Hospital of Milwaukee.
Last year was a very unfortunate year. We saw 27, which is well above, I think 40% above what we would typically see, and is actually a record for Children's Hospital.
Of the 27 babies at the hospital, 4 died, and that's just at the one hospital. Sheet says babies who survive often face blindness, seizures, and learning disabilities. Sheet says fathers are most likely to shake their babies, followed by mothers, boyfriends, and babysitters. She hopes a new law taking effect this year gets the word out not to do it. The law will mandate education for new parents, licensed daycare providers, and high school students. Sheet says a study from New York showed even a little education on the topic goes a long way, cutting shaken baby cases by nearly 50%.
So I think that gives us all some encouragement that education may play some role in prevention and some hopefulness about the new law.
Sheet says the most common reasons given for shaking a baby are stress and frustration with a crying child. She says the average newborn will cry for 2 to 3 hours a day, and some will cry a lot more than that. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.